Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. I often talk about things you should be doing in your gardens, but today I'm focusing on a few garden don'ts. Now, first off, I'd like to tackle the topic of string trimmers and mowers and young trees. Now, young trees have relatively thin bark, and this bark is remarkably delicate. If you're using a string trimmer and you've allowed the grass to grow up around the base of your tree, and you're trying to trim that grass with a string trimmer, every time the string comes into contact with the thin bark of that trunk, it's going to remove part of that bark. If you're not careful, you might even remove an entire ring of bark all the way around the trunk of the tree. If you take your mower and you push it hard or drag it around the base of a young tree, this can also be damaging to the bark. Now, first off, these wounds are an issue because they can lead to infections in the trunk. Decay organisms can invade those wounds, and before you know it, the young tree is suffering and may actually even need to be replaced. But in particular, another factor is at work here. The tree's circulatory system, they have one just like we do that carries fluids through their bodies. Well, the part of the circulatory system that carries food manufactured in the foliage down to the root system that can't make any food for itself, well, that part of the circulatory system is located right below the bark. Every time you knock off the bark, it decreases the tree's ability to send food down to its roots. If you remove an entire ring of bark, you may break the connection between the foliage and the root system, preventing any food whatsoever in reaching the roots. Well, under those circumstances, the root system will starve to death. It will stop working, it stops absorbing water, and the tree will die. So if you girdle trees with string trimmers or mowers, you can actually kill them. So don't allow grass to grow up around the base of your trees. This is the best solution. Keep the grass well away from the trunk of young trees. I like to keep an area 2 feet out from the trunk, free from grass. And keep this area mulched a little bit. A nice layer of mulch around that area will help conserve moisture and keep the roots of the tree happy. That's the best way to keep equipment from getting around your tree. If there's no grass growing right around the base of your tree, then there will be no temptation to get string trimmers or mowers too close. And speaking of mulching, it is important to mulch these trees properly as well. Don't pile large amounts of mulch around the base of trees. You may see trees with huge amounts of mulch piled up in a hill at the base of the trunk. We call this volcano mulching because the mound kind of looks like a volcano. Well, the trunk bark was never meant to defend the tree from that damp, dark condition underneath the mulch. And so when you pile that mulch all over the bark of the tree in the lower part of the trunk, this can lead to infections and decay. So you want to keep that mulch spread out. The mulch should not be in a cone shape. It should be in a disc shape spread out from the tree. Again, the mulch should be maybe 2 to 3 inches thick, and it should be spread out in a disc shape about 2 feet from the tree. One other benefit from keeping these young trees mulched like this, it makes them grow faster. Grass roots compete a lot with the tree roots, and by keeping the grass away from these young trees, research shows they can grow up to twice as fast than trees that are not mulched. Finally, don't kill with kindness. You know, we love to take care of our plants. And during the summertime, if we get dry weather, you're going to be tempted to water. Do not water frequently. Don't water every day or every other day. It's much healthier to water deeply and thoroughly once or twice a week than to water too much. You're going to have root rot problems if you water too constantly. So here are a few things that you should not be doing in your garden this time of year to give you some help. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.